message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For every one of us, the reward is coming. And it is now. In the name of Jesus. You know, no matter, even if those prayers that you cannot see the answers yet, they are already answered. Because definitely you will give a testimony. All through this year, somebody here that is seated under the sound of my voice, every of the Sundays shall be filled with testimonies for you in the name of Jesus. I say every Sunday shall be overwhelming testimonies. Overwhelming testimonies. Overwhelming testimonies. And that shall be your lot in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord is settling you. I'm rest assured. And God is settling me in Jesus' mighty name. Tonight is our night of wisdom. Supernatural settlement via wisdom. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 15 to 16. Ephesians 5, 15 to 16. Ephesians 5. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are what? Evil. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as what? Wise. Wisdom is essential. How many of us know that? Pastor has said it yesterday, that wisdom is key. Wisdom, wisdom. Every one of us needs wisdom to reign in 2020. And from tonight, the Lord is releasing it to us afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. What is wisdom? Number one, wisdom is to do the will of God. Wisdom is to do the will of God. Matthew chapter 7 from verse 24 to 27. Matthew 7, 24 to 27. Wisdom is to do the will of God. Jesus was narrating here about the story of two young men, right? He says, whoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken that person unto a wise man. All right? Wisdom is doing the will of God. Whoever hears the sayings and does them is a wise man. And what are the sayings? He says, is that person built his house upon a rock? Right? Next verse, please. Next verse. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat. Verse 26. Upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. To be wise is to be established on a rock. To be wise is to be established on a rock. Tonight, wisdom to be established in 2020. The Lord is releasing to you today in the name of Jesus. Don't take that scripture yet. In that same scripture, let me just paraphrase. You know, it says, that wise person built his house on a rock, and the other person did the other way. He didn't listen and something happened to his house. Nothing. Alright? It came and the wind came and blew it. Those two young guys were exposed to the same atmosphere, the same climate, the same land, the same location, the same place, but different results. Why? Wisdom was available for one and wisdom was deficient in the other. What makes two young men that schooled in the same university, had the same course, did the same thing, in fact, came out with the same certificate. What makes them different in the aspect of result is what? Wisdom. And I pray the wisdom that would differentiate you, the Lord is releasing for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Number two, what is wisdom? Wisdom is light. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 13 says, then I saw that wisdom excelled folly. As far as light excelled darkness. Wisdom is light. And you know what light does? Light brings you to the limelight. Light brings you far. Light takes you to. Light establishes. Wisdom is light. If you have wisdom, you have light. And if 2020 is lighting up for you, you can be rest assured that you will be supernaturally settled. And I know for you and I, we will enjoy settlement in the name of Jesus. Number three, what is wisdom? Wisdom is the possession and delivery of answers. You have answers. and you are delivering them. That is wisdom. The possession and the delivery of answers. You know, if you have answers and you are not delivering answers, you are not wise. But you have the answers and you are delivering them. That's wisdom. Jesus was in possession of answers. Everyone came from all over to listen to him. In Luke chapter 2 verse 47, he went to the temple and everyone came to hear what he had to say. Why? Because he was speaking wisdom. That was Jesus. To possess wisdom, to have wisdom is to possess answers and to deliver. Joseph was a man with great wisdom. And he possessed the answers and he was able to deliver the entire Egypt via this wisdom. Daniel had this kind of wisdom. And for about 70 years, Daniel was still in power. Why? Because he couldn't be counted irrelevant. Irrespective of the presidents that reigned, they came and they went. Daniel's wisdom was not archaic. Daniel's wisdom was not old school. Daniel's wisdom was not to the back. It was not ancient. Many times, if somebody schools in 1900 and gives you results based on 1900, scientists will say, oh, sorry, still. New things have come up. Yes or no? Even a medical doctor that goes to medical school and studied in 1846, if he uses that wisdom to treat somebody in 2020, that person may land in the mortuary. Yes or no? Yes. Because I remember vividly in my days that whenever somebody had malaria, it was chloroquine. We had diaphragm or something. We had Sunday. My parents would call me. My mom would call me and say, once they are back from church, every Sunday, take for prevention of malaria. I'm not sure that thing is still in, I don't know if it's, I'm not medical, but I'm not sure. Why? Because science has improved. They cannot use the knowledge of that time to work now. But for Daniel, his own knowledge, his own wisdom, time could not change it. It was relevant per time because the supplier was not man. God himself was the supplier. That kind of wisdom will be available for you this year in the name of Jesus. I said that kind of wisdom, Daniel could not be taken away. He was hated, but they couldn't put him behind doors because they needed his wisdom. So you will be sought after in the mighty name of Jesus. Number four, what is wisdom? Wisdom is connecting the mind of God and dwelling in the realm of exploits. Connecting the mind of God and dwelling in the realm of exploits. To be supernaturally settled this year, you need to connect to the mind of God. And I pray for you and I. We will be connected to that mind of God tonight in the name of Jesus. Everyone needs wisdom. Everyone. Children need wisdom. In Luke 2:52 says, Jesus increased in stature and in wisdom. He increased. That means as he was small, he increased in stature. That to increase in stature means he was still small there. So he increased in stature and in wisdom. Jesus, children need wisdom. Young people need wisdom. Married man needs wisdom. Look, for those that are not married, I tell you, 90% of the divorce we have nowadays, one of the major problems is wisdom deficiency. Pastor Ademola was sharing during workers' training a few weeks back and shared how a cup of tea destroyed one marriage. A cup of tea. And that was the end of that marriage. It comes down to wisdom deficiency. If they are divorced, won't they now be asking themselves, what cost is gone? They won't be able to say it's a cup of tea because it will sound foolish. Hallelujah. It's wisdom bankruptcy. May you be loaded with great wisdom from tonight in the name of Jesus. Everyone needs wisdom. Everyone needs wisdom. However, there are different kinds of wisdom. In James chapter 3 verse 15 says there are three kinds of wisdom in James 3:15. Number one is the earthly wisdom. The earthly or the natural wisdom. That kind of wisdom comes via education. You went to school and you know certain things. It comes via experience, comes by age. That is earthly or natural wisdom. We have the devilish kind of wisdom. That devilish kind of wisdom is one that comes from the occult. The occultic people, or anything. And this kind of wisdom is destructive. It's a destructive kind of wisdom. You know, some people have now stepped up Yahoo, Yahoo to Yahoo Plus. They asked all those Yahoo, they said, I'm smart. I'm almost smart. I was able to get some money because of my smart. It's not smartness. That's a devilish kind of wisdom. And such wisdom are destructive. They don't take anybody far. They only make them dig their 6 feet. In fact, their own will not be 6 feet. It will be 12 feet. They will just keep going down. And the third kind of wisdom is the godly wisdom. Godly wisdom. Divine wisdom. And that's the kind of wisdom I'm talking about tonight. Divine wisdom. This is the kind of wisdom that comes from God. It comes from God himself. No man gives this kind of wisdom. Only God. Joseph manifested this kind of wisdom. So much. From being an ex-convict, he didn't go to any school. He was able to liberate a whole nation. And nations came to Egypt to buy. Why? Because of a man that was able to preserve grains. He didn't go to any school to study how to preserve it. God gave him that wisdom. Tonight, the Lord will give you unusual wisdom. Wisdom, that's why I wanted us to, I told us to pray earlier. The kind of settlements that will not just be in bits, that will liberate nations. That's the kind of wisdom the Lord was giving to you and I tonight in the name of Jesus. Wisdom that will deliver nations shall be available for you from today in the name of Jesus. Divine wisdom makes you sought after. It makes you, no matter where you are located, they will look for you. There is a man called Ben Carson. He is a man that was a devoted Christian. So devoted that there was a particular day and he was studying for an examination, chemistry. And he was reading and reading and reading and reading and reading. After a while, he fell asleep. And in his dream, he saw questions being written. And as the questions were being written, somebody was supplying answers to those questions. And then he woke up. Immediately he woke up, he forgot everything about the dream. He went for his examination and something happened. He saw the same question that he had in his dream. Saw it live, word for word, nothing missed. And he blinked. After the blink, the answers returned and he supplied everything. He had a positive, 100%. That was not a normal kind of wisdom. That was Ben Carson. This is a world-renowned surgeon. Everybody knows Ben Carson because of the kind of wisdom, the kind of, thing. He's like an audacious person. Why? Because of his level of wisdom embedded in him. God is ready to deposit into believers the godly kind of wisdom. And it is the godly kind of wisdom that can make us outshine every other kind of wisdom. And I pray for you and I, the Lord is delivering forth to us in the name of Jesus. There's also a man. He was a lab assistant. This man, he entered as a lab assistant, though a devoted man. His name is Michael Faraday. So devoted. Anywhere Michael Faraday goes to, he looks for a church to go to, just to join and connect. A devoted servant of God. As a lab assistant, he was attached to a professor. He started learning from that professor. After a while, he began to teach the professor. And then after a while, he himself became the father of physics without going to any university. What kind of wisdom is available? The divine wisdom of God. That wisdom will locate you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said that kind of wisdom will locate you tonight. I just shared a little light so that we can know the kind of wisdom I want us to envisage tonight. The unusual kind of wisdom. Not the school kind of wisdom. No, an unusual that will make us separate, distinct. That will announce us. And that shall be our Lord tonight in the name of Jesus. Quickly, benefits of divine wisdom. Number one, it announces you. Genesis chapter 41 from verse 33. Genesis 41, 33. Benefits of divine wisdom, it announces you. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man, discreet and wise, and set him over the Lord
over the land of Egypt.
Look for a man discreet and what? Wise. Once he's wise, he should set him over the land of Egypt. Wisdom announces a man. Wisdom announces a man, and you shall be announced from tonight in the name of Jesus. It announced Joseph from ex-convict. It announced him. He didn't become a prison warder. No. He didn't become the general overseer in time of prison. No. He didn't become a state prison person. He left the horizons of prison itself and went straight to be the prime minister of Egypt. Everything called wisdom was embedded in him. Why? Because he was a person that God divine. He had access to divine wisdom. Tonight, that divine wisdom will announce you in the name of Jesus. In 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 34. There, 1 Kings 4, verse 34. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth. Remember, from all kings, kings were coming to hear wisdom of Solomon. It announces you. The wisdom of Solomon announced him that all the kings were coming to listen to him. And I pray for you and I, it will announce us in the name of Jesus. You might be a junior staff. If you have divine wisdom, you will be announced. Your boss will recognize you. Somehow, you cannot be hidden. Pastor will always say there is no hiding place for a golden fish. You might be a janitor. If you have the wisdom of God embedded in you, you will be announced. From today, that wisdom will announce you in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know if some of us watched it. I saw something on the internet a few years back. I think it was last year. That's when I stumbled on it. A medical doctor in the U.S., a Nigerian for that matter, he delivered a baby twice. The same baby twice. They detected that baby had brain tumor. So he operated on that baby, brought the baby out, removed the tumor, cleaned it up, returned it back into the mother's womb. The baby lived. When he got to full term, he brought it out back again. That was for normal delivery. That was not normal. We have medical doctors in the house. Maybe did they teach you that in school? That is not an earthly kind of wisdom. That can only be divine. And I pray for you and I, that wisdom shall be available for you in the name of Jesus. Number two, benefits of wisdom. It silences the enemy. Result is the end of every argument. How many of us know? Result is the end of argument. When you have results, everyone mocking you, their mouth is sealed. Why? Because they can see results. Wisdom silences your enemy. I don't know where you have been challenged. I don't know how far you may have been challenged. I don't know what may have transpired all through last year, but I know that God is delivering to you this year wisdom that will silence your mockers in the name of Jesus. Perhaps you have been mocked before, or you are still being mocked. God is delivering to you from tonight wisdom that will silence your mockers in the name of Jesus. Luke 21 verse 15 says, "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which your adversary will not be able to gainsay." They will not be able to. God will give you what? Wisdom that your enemies, they won't be able to argue. Inarguable English. You cannot argue with inarguable evidence. Inarguable evidence. If you argue. When a woman is pregnant and it's not coming out yet, maybe first 2 or 3 months, you can be argue. Is she pregnant? Is she not pregnant? No. She's not pregnant. No, she's pregnant. When she's about 9 months to deliver, a blind man cannot argue. If he cannot see it, he can feel it. This is pregnancy. Praise the Lord. This year, you will silence every enemy of yours. True results that the Lord will give to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor once shared with us about the story of a man of God, Reverend Umar Opai, that a woman ran to him and said, Pastor, please, my son's wife wants to bewitch my son. Come and cast out the witch from my son. So the man of God went to that house. When he got there, That same, I'm sure Pastor has shared it with us before. When he went there, immediately, the same woman that they said was a witch started to go up and down and say, "Ah, it's a pleasure to have you, sir. Served food, did all manner of nice things for the man of God." And the man of God was looking. And while she was serving food, she was giving her husband enough attention and pleasantries, attending to the husband like she ought to. And when the man of God finished eating, looked at the woman that brought him and said, "This is the kind of witchcraft I love. This one cannot be cast out. Praise the Lord." The result, the level of wisdom that woman commanded, silenced, I don't want to use the word enemy, but it was kind of enemy, not only because she wanted the man of God to send her packing. But God gave her wisdom. Married women, you need wisdom to rule in your house. Men, you need wisdom to rule in your homes. May the Lord give us wisdom in the name of Jesus. Wisdom in the name of Jesus. Number three, favor. Benefits of wisdom, favor. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 35 says, "The king's favor is towards a wise servant." Wisdom brings favor. As an employee, you need favor. Your wisdom brings favor. As a market woman, you need favor. Your wisdom attracts favor. Wisdom attracts favor irrespective of the cadre you are. The wisdom of God in you connects you to favor. And I know that you'll be favored in the name of Jesus. Number four, wisdom brings profit. To enjoy profit this year, you need wisdom. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 8 says, "A man shall be commended according to his wisdom." A man shall be commended according to his wisdom. Wisdom brings profit. If a man saves 60,000 in 1 year, and in December, a friend ran to him and said, "Ore, there's a program in town. Put 60,000 and get 60,000. You saved 60,000 for a whole year. And they told you, put 60,000 and earn 60,000. I should ask you, is it foolishness or wisdom that makes that man to put it and then he's looking, he's waiting, expectant, and putting it inside prayer request? Lord, let this 60,000 become 60,000 for real. It's not wisdom. Wisdom makes you get profit. Wisdom attracts profit. Some people lose money, not because they don't earn the money, but it's foolishness. Somebody once came to me, I think last year, I said, "Mama, there's something in town." I said, "What is it?" He said, "Ha, if you put 5,000, they will give you 10,000. I said, "I said, okay. I know you may not. I said, "I need money, but I need to ask a question. How did that person, what did the person trade in with the 5,000 to get 5,000? In that space of time, in that one day, he has quickly made that change. I need to know. If I'm convinced, then I can put my money." "See, but you know, it will not still do." I said, "No. I will not feel it, it is foolishness of me to put my money." Wisdom is needed to make profit. There are some, you know that there was if you are into business, wisdom makes, you can be selling, but you might not have profit. A woman that is into beans, selling beans now, right? The total stock in her shop is 200,000. And because she sold so much that very day, she sold like 100,000. And immediately she started calling Ashwebi. She settled Ashwebi. She settled Sule. She settled this one. Not with debt, but she was settling them in terms of, "Get me a shoe. I have to knock it on Sunday. Get me clothes. 4 Sundays. And then she starts settling because she feels she's selling. Wisdom tells you that money you are spending is not your profit. It is your capital you are beginning to eat. It is wisdom. Wisdom brings profit. Wisdom brings profit. Wisdom brings profit. There's a man in this book in Genesis, Laban. I'm sure we all know about Laban. Laban was so shrewd with Jacob. He wanted Jacob to remain a slave forever in his house. Cheated him. The Bible says he cheated him 10 times with his salary. He kept decreasing it 10 times. And this man kept, patching it. But something happened.
In Genesis, I can't open it because of my time, but something happened in Genesis 31 verse 10. A secret was revealed to Jacob. A secret was revealed. And immediately Jacob got that secret. No man revealed it to him. Jacob swung into action. Why? Who revealed that secret to him? God. Laban would have made him a slave forever. But for the wisdom of God upon his life that made him to profit from the house of Laban. He wouldn't have profited from the house of Laban. He would have remained there as the best of slaves after two wives and many children. And he had worked there for more than 20 years. 20 years with nothing to show. This year you will have something to show. Men are wicked. This one was his own blood. Married his own children. Yet, he wanted him to be low and keep him forever low. But the wisdom of God gave him an understanding. He didn't go to any animal husbandry school. He got that wisdom from God. Looked at that wood. Colored it to the design of what he wanted. And for every animal that was strong, that came to mate and eat, Jacob kept putting the rod in front of them. And as the strong animals were mating, they became his via the wisdom of God. And before you knew it, all the strong animals became his and the weak animals became Laban's own. The master became the servant and the servant became the master. Why? Because of divine wisdom. He didn't go to any school. He didn't do anything. But wisdom, the wisdom of God profited him. He may have been cheated, but depend on the wisdom of God. It will liberate you and profit you. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Number five, what does wisdom do? Creativity. Quickly, Exodus 31, verse 1 to 5. I won't read because my time. Well, let me quickly read. Wisdom brings creativity. Exodus 31, from verse 1 to 5. Exodus 31. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Midia, please be fast. See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Quickly. And I have filled him. Somebody say, fill him. With the Spirit of God. In what? And in knowledge. And in all manner of workmanship. Verse 4. To devise cunning works. To work in gold. And in silver. And in brass. Verse 5. And in cutting of stones. To set them and in carving of timber. To work in all manner of workmanship. You know, we used to say an adage. They say, jack of all trade, master of none. This one is jack of all trade, master of everything. Why? Because it was divine wisdom. I sat down and said, this man was talented. He was skilled in gold. That's a goldsmith. Silver, maybe silversmith. Brass, maybe brasssmith. In wood. Wood, no. That's carpentry, right? Or no, they say interior decor. Interior decor. He was setting stones. Who was setting stones? Stone setter. In all manner of workmanship, this man was skilled. He was not a novice. He was skilled. Why? Because divine wisdom was available. That wisdom will be available for you and I in the name of Jesus. According to the order of Bezalel, God will give you wisdom in the name of Jesus. According to that order, wisdom to diversify and be excellent, the Lord will give to you in the mighty name of Jesus. In one man, diversity of gifts. Why? Because the wisdom of God was available. Number six, wisdom, benefit of wisdom. Number six, preservation. It takes wisdom to be preserved. It takes wisdom. Wisdom. You will always see smokers are liable to die young. Yet, smokers will not desist from smoking. They will keep smoking. Is that wisdom or wisdom deficiency? It's wisdom deficiency. They know smokers are liable to die young. Yet, they still go ahead and smoke. They are not preserving their lives. They are only damaging more. Is it the lungs now? Or the, I don't know. You know drinking is not good for your health. Some will tell you it's only a cup. That person is just a cup away from his death. Because yes, you don't know what amount you need for your body to need that the whole system will collapse. It is wisdom. Preserve yourself. Stop drinking. Preserve yourself. Stop smoking. See, preserve. There are some things. Wisdom preserves. There was a woman in 1 Samuel, I'm not going to make up. 1 Samuel chapter 25. I won't read because of my time. That woman called Abigail. I love this woman. That woman's house. David was furious because of what Nabal did.
The meaning of Nabal is folly, foolishness. So she was married to a foolish man. She's Mrs. Foolish. Yeah, because she's Nabal's wife. And Nabal means folly, foolishness. So she's Mrs. Foolish. But for the wisdom this woman displayed, the entire... David said he will destroy everyone, that is every man that is able to stand and peace on the wall. That is everyone that is maybe a toddler that is able to stand and peace. Anyone that is able to shall do the thing on the wall, they are gone. That means he wanted to destroy the entire lineage of Nabal. But for the wisdom of this woman heard, this one, if it's another woman, she said, hey, my husband, let's pacify our own soldiers. Oh, yeah, okay, hello. Where then? We have to go and fight. But she didn't do that. She used wisdom, ran to David, did all she could, begged, appealed, and her entire house was preserved. Wisdom preserves. How do you get all this? How then do you get this wisdom? Quickly, number one, walk with the wife. Your association determines your discretion. Proverbs 13, verse 20. He that walks with the wise shall be wise, and the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Your thinking is a product of who you associate with. Your thinking is a product of who you associate with. If a lion associates with a dog, he behaves like a dog. He thinks like a dog. It is better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong person. It is better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong person. In Acts chapter 4 verse 13, it made us to understand about Peter and John. He says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived what that they were unlearned. They didn't go to school. But they had this audacity. They had this boldness. They were able to speak this wisdom because they perceived ignorant. They said they were ignorant men. They marveled. And they took knowledge of them. They had been with Jesus. You cannot walk with the wise and be foolish. Wisdom must rub off on you. And you cannot walk with the foolish and not be foolish. So you need to check your company. Check your association. Anybody around you is relevant to your life. Anybody around you is relevant to your wisdom. If you want to be foolish, keep the foolish ones. If you want to be wise, keep the wise ones. This year, you need to probably check your phone and delete some numbers. Anybody that has not added value to you in the year 2019, but has removed from you, has lured you more into sin, delete them. Because they will keep luring you into sin. They will keep luring you into foolishness. You know, anytime I move with this kind of friends, I'm always drinking. Anytime I move with this kind of friends, I'm always sleeping around. Ladies, check yourself. There are some ladies that when you move around, they count the number of men friends they have. Delete them. Such are not friends. That's a foolishness association. Association of foolish people. AFP. The Lord will deliver us from such in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will deliver us from such in Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 1 verse 103 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So your association determines your prosperity. Right. So walk with the wise. Walk with the wise. Choose your friends. Choose your friends. You are not allowed to be friends. It's only a foolish person that's a friend of everybody. Choose your friend. You cannot be a friend of everybody. A friend of everybody, somebody going nowhere. But somebody going somewhere, you have to deliberately pick your friends. Those that will move you forward. And I pray for God, for us tonight, the Lord will give us wisdom in that area in the name of Jesus. Number two, impartation. Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9. Joshua was imparted by Moses. Joshua was imparted with wisdom by Moses. Said, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. Why? For Moses had laid his hands upon him. Divine wisdom can come via impartation. When God's servant lays his hands on you, impartation. However, there is a note. Watch the hands that come, that are laid on you. Only people with evidences that you can see are those that you can allow. I pray the Lord will give us more wisdom in that in Jesus' name. Number three, ask God. How do you get wisdom? Ask God. God is the giver of divine wisdom. James 1 verse 5 says, if any of
you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. God is the giver of divine wisdom. Ask. Tonight, as we ask, it shall be given to us in the name of Jesus. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 10. Solomon asked. Solomon asked for wisdom. He said, give me now wisdom, knowledge, that I may go out and come in and judge this thy people that is so great. And as he asked, God gave him. And tonight, as you ask, the Lord will give to you. Proverbs 2 verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. God is ready to give wisdom to you and I in this 2020. Because, you know, as children of God, the more we shine, the more God is glorified. Yeah. Don't be deceived that God is happy seeing his children poor. That's the lie from the pit of hell. God is not happy seeing his children poor. The people making it, if not for my time, I would have listed for you great scientists, great inventors. There are many of them, major of them, many of them are Christians, devoted men of God. You and I, in our generation, we shall be counted among them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number four, fear God. How to access the wisdom, divine wisdom. Fear God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning. If you don't fear God, you can't be wise. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. That means to fear God is to be wise. If you don't fear God, you can't be wise. This fear of God is so essential. It was repeated in so many scriptures. Psalm 111 verse 10 says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 1 verse 7 says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Proverbs 9 verse 10 says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And Proverbs 15:33 says the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. To fear God is to be wise. What does it mean to fear God? Hate evil. Love the things of God. Revere God. Hate evil. Hate evil. To fear God. When you fear God, there are some things you won't do. There are some things you would. If you are, somebody will ask you, ma, I don't know if I'm in a relationship. Can we do this? Can we do that? Can we go this far? Can we not go this far? But you know these questions that you're asking. Ask, if you truly fear God, there are some questions you won't ask because you already know the answers deep down in your heart. Yes, let me shock you. Some people will leave, I've even heard, some people take pride in themselves. You know, some people celebrate virginity, right? You can be a virgin and may not be pure. How do I mean? You can be a virgin and may not be pure. Celebrate, to fear God is to be pure. Celebrate, purity is higher than virginity. You can be a virgin, but if you are involved in pornography, are you pure? If you are involved in masturbation, are you pure? Jesus was telling people, he said, some people, with their eyes, they have committed adultery. He may not commit it physically, but he has done it. When you fear God, above all, there are some things he won't do. As a married man, if you fear God, you won't corner that lady outside your marriage. You won't take her, because if you fear God, nobody sees you, yes, but look up. That person is looking at you. To fear God is so deep. As married men or married women, those that are married, when you fear God, you can't offend your spouse. Not because your offenses can't come. The fear of God in you won't want you to be so, you know, you won't want to offend God in any way. You want to please God. And how can you please the God you have not seen? When you want, you can see. You have not been able to be at rest with him. So the fear of God rules a lot of things. It settles a lot of things. When you fear God, you won't cheat your neighbor. When you fear God, they gave you, you and somebody did business. But because you're able to bargain better, if you fear God, you'll be open and say, this is the amount I sold it. This is the amount I bought it. Let us do this thing. When the fear of God rules in the life of a man, it brings wisdom. It settles wisdom. Brethren, this year, more than ever before, fear God. To fear God is to hate evil. Job eschewed evil. He hated everything called evil. And he was a blessed man. So blessed that the devil couldn't hurt him. Don't be deceived. The devil couldn't hurt Job. He had to ask for permission from God. Because he said,
you have built a hedge around him. I can't touch him. To fear God is to be untouchable. Wisdom that will make you rule, the Lord will give to you tonight. But I tell you, it can come on the platter of the fear of God. Fear God. Alright? I heard the story of a couple, and lack of wisdom almost destroyed their home. And when I just was led to ask the lady what happened, you know, she said, I took the car out. When I came back, the car was dirty. And the husband doesn't like driving dirty cars. And I told him I would wash it later because I was tired. And then he was angry. I said, so what did you now do? He said, I left him. No. And because of that, guess what happened? For many months, the husband sometimes travels, he comes back, travels, comes back. So I said, I advised her on some things. I'm not going to open it up. You know, I just advised her on some things that, look, do this, do that. No man can resist this. Do this, do that, do that. And I said she did all that. She did all that. And then it wasn't working. I said, it's not working. Are you sure? I said, okay, do something. I told her to do something. So I said, swallow your pride. Forget about if you are right. You may be right, but for the sake of marriage. And do you fear God? She said, yes. So if you fear God, you want to please God more, won't you? She said, yes. Wake him up early in the morning. Kneel down and appeal. Bear, do. After she did all that, I said, she said the husband told her in tears that morning he was already going to see the lawyer. He was going to supposed to bring back a divorce paper for them and then end the marriage. You know what am I trying to say? Wisdom. Fear God. I don't know. A man, a husband and wife will be in the same house. Forget about who offended each other. When you fear God, it's not about who offended who. You will want to see to the peace of that home. Because the peace, husbands, love your wife. It is not an appeal. It is a commandment. Love, even when she's wrong, love your wife. That is a commandment. To obey that command is to please God. If you fear God, you want to obey that commandment. So, husband and wife, keeping holy malice. Wisdom is bankrupt in that house. But the Lord will give to us wisdom from tonight in the name of Jesus. Number 5, be spiritually minded. My time is fast spent. Be spiritually minded. Isaiah 11 verse 2. I'm not going to dwell much on that. We can just go and read. Number 7, benefits. How to get wisdom. Soul winning. Proverbs 11 verse 30. And he that winneth soul is wise. Proverbs 11 verse 30. He that winneth soul is wise. Daniel 12 verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. To win soul is to be wise. The more you win soul, the more God gives you great wisdom. My time is fast spent. And for everyone under the sound of my voice, wisdom that will differentiate us this year, the Lord was giving to us in the name of Jesus. I said wisdom that would distinguish us, the Lord was delivering to us in the name of Jesus. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. Quickly, can we have a word of prayer? I don't know if you're here and you know in your heart that you have not settled things with God. You need to still settle things with God tonight. You need to ask him. You need to have a balance before you can ask for wisdom. God cannot give wisdom to somebody who has not reconciled with him. God cannot give divine wisdom to whom has not been identified with Christ. You are here tonight. You are still struggling with sin. You still need to balance up. I need you to quickly raise up your hand tonight and let us pray together. I'm going to count to the count of 5. You need to settle things with God. Quickly raise your hands up. 1. Or you know you are here. You have given your life to Christ before, but you have fallen somehow. Quickly, you can rededicate your life again. 2. Can I see your hands up tonight? You need to balance up. You need to settle things with God. 3. If you're raising up your hand, raise it up well. Thank you. If you're raising up your hand, thank you. 4 and 5. Quickly, can we be on our... Okay, thank you. There's someone there. Please, can you please be on your feet? And say after me, Father, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Have mercy upon me. Help me, Lord. From today, I say that, Lord, you give me more grace in the mighty name of Jesus. More grace to stand in the mighty name of Jesus.
I will not fall back, and so shall it be. I pray concerning you that the Lord will give you grace to stand. You will no longer fall in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we celebrate God in the life of that person? And quickly, can we be on our feet as we begin to appreciate God? Let's thank him for the word tonight. Let's thank him for the word. Let's thank him for the word. Let's give him all the praise. We give you praise. We celebrate you for that word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.